Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kira. How may I help you?
Hi. You guys called me?
Did you leave your number, ma'am, for us to give you a call back?
I did, yes. This is my fourth call, and I've seen an ad on Facebook, and it said, "Buy these Ninja knives now." So, like an idiot, I did, and then my credit card was used to try to, I don't know, sign up for a dating app. Apparently, I didn't read the small letters and saying that it was a subscription to something. So then my card was also charged for $67.32, which I know I'm not getting that back. My card was charged for $7.95 for the Ninja knives that apparently was supposed to be a, I guess it was a drawing. And nowhere on that site that I was looking did I see anywhere that it said that, pay $7.95 shipping only for these knives, and we'll enter you into a drawing to win them, which makes no sense. But I had called back and I talked to like three different people, and actually, let me look here. I think I talked to you first. But anyway, I got two separate emails to, or I got an email address. It was support at buytopconsumerdeals.com. And I tried to answer back to the email that I got stating that you will receive your. Or congratulations on your purchase of the Ninja knives. And neither one of the emails that I have work. The $200 voucher doesn't work either. So I want my knives, and I want to know how to get the $200 voucher to work, which I'm probably not going to use anyway because this is ridiculous.
Okay, ma'am, so you want the knives?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me see. May I please have your zip code?
17241. And I'm just going to keep calling back every single day.
Okay, ma'am, please have your zip code.
17241.
You said 17241?
Yes.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Brandy with a Y, D-A-R-R.
I'm sorry, can you give me that name again?
Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-Y, D-A-R-R, Dar.
Okay. Can you please verify the address for me for security purposes?
608 Blosierville Road, Newville, Pennsylvania, 17241.
I'm sorry, can you verify the address for me again?
608 Blosierville Road, Newville, Pennsylvania, 17241.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am, it says here that you enter into a sweepstakes to win the knife set.
Do I need to send you the confirmation that I have the screenshot of that says, congratulations, you have won or you have purchased? Hold on, let me bring it back up. Hold on.
I see what it says that, ma'am. I don't know why they put it up there, but no, you did not win. You entered to win.
Yeah, it says congratulations on your purchase of the Ninja Knife Set. We'd also like to give you the $200 discount code.
They say if you won or you it was free, you pay shipping and handling.
Right. And I did. I was charged $7.95. And then again for some subscription, $67. So I'm like $80 into this.
No, ma'am. You entered to win one. You say congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select
okay,
one customer.
Where can I send this screenshot to? Where can I send this screenshot to? Because this
Noel.
So the company that you work for are a bunch of hackers, or
did you read the terms and conditions? Because that's what I'm reading, and it said congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway.
No, I have consumer direct savings. Hi, Brandy.
It says here
on your purchase.
It says here, congratulations, you are today's winner. I see that. That just to catch your attention.
Oh.
You could have won, but you didn't. You entered to win.
Okay, again, where can I send this screenshot to?
Nowhere.
Well, then I want my $7.95 and the $67.32 back, put back with my credit card.
You can't get that $6.95. That's a valid charge. You can't get that back. But as far as the $67.32, I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay, and what about the $200 discount code, the discount voucher that doesn't freaking work either?
What about it?
It doesn't work. I signed up to be, apparently, win these stupid ninja knives, and the discount code that was, that it's a voucher that comes with the, when you sign up for this thing, it doesn't work. You click on shop now, and it doesn't go anywhere. Nothing shows up on my computer or my screen. I even tried to open it in a different browser, thinking maybe that was why, but it doesn't work.
Well, I don't know, ma'am, but I can offer you a 35% refund for the $67.32.
Well, my credit card was already canceled because I started getting charges for a dating app, and it was from the SVD or whatever it is, bill.com, which is who charged the $67.32 to begin with.
Well, I don't see that charge on here. It's only two charges.
What are the two charges?
The $7.95 and the $67.32.
Okay, so can you send me a check back? Because I don't have that credit card anymore, and I'm not giving you my credit card number.
Credit card ending in 3752.
Yeah, it was canceled because it was a scam.
Okay, even though your card was canceled, do you still have your same bank as far as the routing numbers?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think there should affect that. I hope not. If you want to make sure, you can always give us a call back and we will issue that refund. If you don't want me to
go ahead and refund it. Go issue it now because I'm done with this. Please, if you would.
Your account is canceled. I see that you called in on the 2nd. It was canceled.
I did, right. I did because, again, my credit card was being used from the same company, SBD or SBDbill.com.
Did you, okay, it says here that when you called in on the 2nd, you called in about the voucher not working, and she gave you a... or email. Did you ever text them, send them an email?
I did send an email, and it comes back demon something or other, or mail demon or whatever, and it doesn't go through. The email's not good.
And it also says here that she told you the same thing. You enter into a sweepstakes to win.
And I still don't have the $200 voucher.
Well,
more than I...
because you didn't win. That's why they charge you the $67.32. It said in the terms and conditions that if you do, by pressing the order now button, you understand that if you do not win, you will be charged $67.32.
For what?
Because you didn't cancel.
$7.95.
You didn't cancel the account.
Well, we're just going in circles. We're just going in circles. And this, you work for a company that is not very nice. So, go ahead and submit the refund.
You still want me to do it?
Well, yeah.
Even though it might not go through. Okay. One moment.
But didn't you just say it would go through with the same routing number and all of that?
That's what I personally think. I've heard it before. I never personally had to cancel my credit card. I don't know. So if you want to make sure, you can always call us back after your bank give you an answer. Because we can't put in your full credit card number. We're not allowed to do that.
no, because I already did it and you had it. You didn't need me to put it in.
No, I'm saying if you wanted to, if you wanted us to put in your new credit card number, we can't do that. And we can only see the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits. We don't have your whole credit card number.
Well, you are able to do it with the last 4, right?
I'm not able to edit anything on this account as far as payments or any type of credit card number.
Okay, but if you offer me that the refund, the 30, what did you say, 30 or 35%?
35%.
Okay. You are able to put that back on the card that
if
you
your
have
bank
on file.
If your bank says it's okay.
Okay. And if not, how else will you get the money to me?
Now that, ma'am, I do not know. It's my first time someone ever asked me that question. Have you already talked to your bank about the charges?
Oh, I did, yeah.
They disputed them?
Well, no, because apparently it was what I signed up for. They disputed the Christian Mingles thing or what the dating app that was used. So that's disputed, but not the 6732. That was my own stupid fault.
Okay, well, in that case, if your bank says it's not possible, then just give us a call back and another agent will have to transfer you to another department that can edit your account as far as your credit card number, because I can't do it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kira. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.